This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Japanese media are now reporting that Prime Minister Yoshiro Mori has announced he intends to step down. Mr. Mori will remain in office until next month. He has had a troubled tenure as Prime Minister of Japan. His approval rating has plunged to less than 10%. That is the second lowest of any Japanese Prime Minister since World War II. Eric Weiner is on the line from Tokyo. Eric, thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Scott.
And with that kind of approval rating, this decision is no particular surprise, is it?
No, not at all. In fact, the question was really not if Mori was going to resign, but when. Mm-hmm. As you say, the approval ratings are about as low as you can get in Japan. And Mori has basically made a series of what people here see as blunders and mistakes during his short tenure, really less than a year at this point. Mm-hmm. He made some comments early on in which he referred to Japan as a divine nation with the emperor at its core. That really harkened back to Japan's militaristic past. It was considered a very inappropriate thing to say. There were a series of scandals involving some of his top ministers. And then most recently, he was really lambasted in the media here for his golf game. In fact, the fact that he continued to play golf after receiving word of the really tragic accident between the U.S. nuclear submarine and that Japanese fishing vessel, Mori just continued to play golf for several hours, and that was considered very insensitive here, and his approval rating headed even further south there. Then there's the question of the economy, and he's done very little, in fact, to help revive Japan's economy. It's teetering on the verge of recession here again. Unemployment is up. GDP is down. So basically, Mori was seen by some Japanese, certainly, as a kind of a national embarrassment. Mm-hmm. And I think there are no tears being cried among many Japanese voters now that he's announced his resignation.
So he resigns today or tonight where you are to achieve something for the ruling Liberal Party, or has he just run out of string?
Well, I think the idea here is to try to save some face. He's going to stay on long enough at least to travel to Washington on March 19th and to sit down and meet with President Bush. Mm-hmm. And really, the Liberal Democratic Party is trying to buy some time. They need to find a successor. And believe it or not, it looks like nobody wants the job. And perhaps that's because the longevity of Japanese prime ministers is not very great. In the past 10 years, there have been 7. They're now choosing the 8th. It's the kind of job where you don't necessarily have as much power as you might think a prime minister has, and that's because in Japan it is still mainly the bureaucrats who wield a lot of power here. Mm-hmm. There are a few names that have been bandied about, including Ryotaro Hashimoto, a former prime minister, the current foreign minister, Yohei Kono, and one very interesting name that's being discussed here is Chikage Ogi. She is head of the Conservative Party here, and that would be a very interesting choice. She would be the first woman prime minister of Japan. But as I said, there is no clear successor, and there is really a kind of power vacuum here in Japan right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eric, help us understand what it's like to have 7, soon to be 8 prime ministers over the course of a single decade. Does this put some strain on the official levers of government in Japan?
Not as much as you would think. Japan, to a large extent, is run on a kind of autopilot with the bureaucrats at the helm. That's the way it's been done up until now when Japan's economic miracle was going full steam. Now it's floundering a bit, and there are many commentators here, many Japanese voters, who feel the old system doesn't work, and they need a hands-on, powerful prime minister to take charge. And the question now is just, who might that be?
Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
NPR's Eric Weiner speaking from Tokyo.